It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5. With Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz, here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985. The Bankroll Boys are back after the end of the NBA NHL season. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz. Dan, I'm okay with the fact that we haven't done a podcast in 2 weeks. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, and we needed a break. I think it was just much needed. Grinding every week. I know it doesn't seem like much of a grind, but it's like 3 hours here basically for me, two and a half to 3 hours for you. It's a long time, plus prep, all the crap,
plus traffic,
travel. You know, it can be a grind when you also work another job. You're not here, it's not easily accessible. It is what it is.
Whatever. My reason is that I'm taking a couple of weeks off.
I'm just tired.
I had the Bruins. I had the Warriors.
I had the Blues, and I had the Warriors.
So and I had the Raptors plus 950.
All right, so that's
and I actually just paid my final debt.
There you go.
So we're all caught up again.
There you go.
Here on Over Under 985.
How's the bankroll feel?
I'm waiting. It's good. I'm just getting it nice and swole. For college football, which I believe starts in less than 2 months.
That's correct. I think it's a month and a half, I believe.
Right? So
month and 2.5 weeks.
We gotta start prepping for that.
And then while we do our college football, we'll do a college football prep in July, which, by the way, I'm going to be missing the final week of July for a bachelor party and the first week of August
and
for my wedding.
Gets hitched.
We'll be missing that week for sure, which means that college football preview will probably be the week before college football starts.
Ooh.
And then we'll probably have to do a second podcast of the NFL preview a week before the NFL starts. So, I mean, it does line up. It's going to be a lot.
So we've been doing this podcast now for a year, one whole year. A calendar year. I believe we started right around this time. It was the World Cup for men.
Yep.
And now, obviously, the World Cup of women. We'll get into some of those coming up in a little bit. We're halfway through the baseball season, literally. 81, 82 games in now. So we're halfway through the baseball season. Teams that you should bet. Maybe MVP, Cy Young, all that on today's podcast. And NBA free agency is heating up. Begins on Sunday, June 30th. Tonight's a Thursday. So we're recording this on a Thursday, but there's already been some announcements or at least rumors out there, and we'll give you all the odds on that, NHL odds as well. And my favorite thing on July 4th, Dan?
Hot dog eating contest, baby.
Nathan's hot dog eating contest. I have hit this bet, I don't know how many years. 1 year it went under, but for the most part.
Didn't it go under last year?
I forget what year it went under.
I think it was last year. Wasn't there like the controversy where they like
yes.
where they said that like oh it was way over and then it turned out to be like 10 hot dogs. Like, right. How do you screw that up?
Yeah, they just always want to hype the dog.
Whatever it was either way over or way under. I think I had the under last year, one way over. I think it's the other way around. I think I screwed that up. Whatever, we'll figure. Either way, I'll take a look. I'll Google the results. But yeah, last year there was controversy.
That's the setup for the show. We took a couple of weeks off. We got the 4th of July coming up. Dan's getting hitched in a couple of weeks.
We do need to review the Warriors and the Blues. I do feel that is a necessary thing
Let's do it now. I mean, you know, the Raptors won, but. You know, as a guy who lost his bet, did they really win? Like, what I mean by it is if Durant doesn't get hurt and Klay Thompson doesn't get hurt, I think that thing's going seven.
I mean, I don't think there's even a question about it, obviously. It sucks that Klay tore his ACL and Durant tears his Achilles in back-to-back games, pretty much. I think it was back-to-back games, right? And, I mean, that was it. I mean, with Durant on the floor, and by the way, he wasn't close to 100%. He was like 70%. They were what? Like plus, I don't think it was like plus 12 or plus 14. And like his like 10 or 12 minutes he played. And then, you know, I still thought they had a chance. I thought that with Klay, they probably win. Yeah, they probably win that game. What was it? 5-6, whatever the hell it was in Oracle game 6. They probably win that game. They were up. They were rolling. Klay tears his ACL. Game goes to crap. I mean, unfortunately, that's part of it. You know, you have to deal with injuries when you're betting, and unfortunately, the injuries definitely did not go our way. Mm. It's not a surprise. So I will definitely take the L, and I will definitely own that L. I was big on the Warriors. Well, I mean, you definitely liked it, and you agreed, but that's my L to own, I think. I think that's my L to own.
I mean, we thought it would be five games, and just based off other teams that Toronto is. I mean, Toronto got swept by the Cavs. A lot of things. I give Toronto credit. Kawhi was legit. The Warriors did everything they could in that game six. They couldn't defeat them. But I do think, though, if there's anything that we've learned in the playoffs, especially in the NBA, coaching doesn't matter.
It just doesn't. I mean, the whole Stevens thing, I really thought that Brad, you know, originally, and I'll tell you this, I argued with Adam Kaufman a couple years ago, and Brad Stevens was hired. I told him NBA coaching didn't matter. 2 years ago or so, that my opinion drastically changed, and now I'm back to the opinion that NBA coaching doesn't matter.
Well, who was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago, with Stevens and Isaiah Thomas getting to the Eastern Conference Final. I mean, Isaiah Thomas was not a very good player.
What about Nick Nurse? I mean, no, and don't get me wrong, Nick Nurse, if you look at his career and know about the guy.
Nick Nurse, former
player in college, was a sharpshooter.
Fine coach.
Yeah, but again, I don't think that's why they won.
No, he didn't get in the way. That's why they won. He didn't get in the way.
You're right.
And Kerr, I felt like Kerr was horrible. I don't think Kerr did anything well. When DeMarcus Cousins was playing poorly, he didn't play DeMarcus Cousins. When DeMarcus Cousins was playing well, he didn't play DeMarcus Cousins enough. Yep. It was just like, hey. It was weird. I didn't understand what he was doing. I thought he was terrible the whole time. Honestly, I thought that they, you know, the Warriors were even lucky to win, you know. We're lucky to be there because I thought Kerr was just garbage in that whole series.
So coaches don't matter in the NBA, and home ice does not matter in the NHL.
Can we agree on that now? I mean,
yeah, especially all the winners.
I mean,
they got
spanked. The game seven. I mean, again, I know for all the Boston fans who listen who don't want to revisit this, it wasn't close. The Blues were the better team the entire series. They showed that game seven. They outplayed you. Their goalie kept them in that game. To be fair. But I think even if the Bruins score 2-2, I still think, you know, a couple goals there, I still think the Blues ultimately win. So, to me, the Blues are the better team. The better team won the cup. So, I split. I definitely was not as big on the Blues as I was on the Warriors. So, I definitely lost some money there without question. But, you know, I won a good amount on the Blues. I told you, take the Blues in seven games. They win in seven games. The Warriors, especially me, and I will own that we took a big loss on. I definitely took a big loss on.
All right, that's really all we got on as far as the recap goes. Just while we're at it, because we like to take breaks and spread things out. Looking ahead, if you're looking at the NHL favorite for next year, I know we know the odds. Tampa Bay, of course, will be at the top of that list.
Yep.
Boston, I think, falls two or three.
They're seven, I believe. Okay. Seven or eight.
Who is your favorite next year?
My too early to tell favorite because, I mean, free agency hasn't even commenced. Man, it's tough. It's tough without knowing, like, where all these guys are going to go, to be perfectly honest with you. I would still look at some of the premier teams. Tampa, the Penguins will probably be better. Do they make it back? Probably not. Washington, I think, will have a legitimate chance to make it back next year. You know, I think that Carolina team is going to get dismantled a little bit. But I think you should look at some of the teams out of the West. The Blackhawks are starting to get some legitimate talent again. San Jose probably won't be as hurt again. And, you know, Joe Thornton's coming back. It looks like Eric Carlson's going to re-sign there. So just knowing what you kind of know and going off that, I mean, I'd say it's probably going to be one of the top teams, if not the top team. I'll say Tampa right now. Just because of that, but I really don't believe in that. Like, if you asked me to put money on it, I would tell you I probably wouldn't.
So I'm going to go just like Colorado. You know, I'm going to go Western Conference. Not sure what their odds are, Dan. We can find it throughout the show, but I don't know.
Plus 1250.
I like it. They're a team that was really hot at the end of last year. It's got a good little team there.
Bruins are plus 1,100, by the way, in fourth. I'm surprised they were farther down.
Wow.
All right, let me give you another one that I think has a legit chance. And I guess we haven't really we don't need to get too deep into this, but if Toronto can find a way to keep Mitch Marner, maybe acquire a competent defensive core, they should scare you.
You're right. Toronto should beat the Bruins.
I mean, they're right there. They should be. I mean, they have, you know, assets to move and young players to move. They have a ton of young kids.
And after Tavares signing last year, they were the top highest odds.
Agreed. So Tavares, Marner, if they end up keeping Marner and, you know, Matthews, and they have plenty of other guys they can work in. Nylander, they still have Kapanen and other guys like that. They traded Patrick Marleau, so they dumped out of that contract too. So they'll be able to make a few moves here and there. We'll see. Toronto should be one of your favorites. But Colorado's a good one, Joe. I like that. They just got rid of Carl Soderberg the other day. Got an extra pick for him. Dumped some cap. Maybe they think they're going to be able to sign a legit free agent. So that's not a bad look either.
Yeah, and just going to the NBA, the Lakers are the favorites. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and now they've opened up. They just traded Mo Wagner. And Davis waived his $4 million trade exception.
Yeah, they traded three guys today.
So they have now a max spot.
So, I mean, I know it's a little bit early. Is there anyone that you think is taking that max spot?
Because I have two scenarios. I think it's
not Kawhi.
I think it's Kemba Walker.
It's not Kemba Walker.
I know Kemba to the Celtics looks very solid. I get it. But I think they're gonna entice Kemba Walker. You mentioned it's not Kawhi.
It's not Kawhi. I can assure you it won't be Kawhi.
So the next thing for me is, I don't know, D'Angelo Russell.
That's who I think it is. That's who
because
I
because they
it is.
Don't have to give him the full 25.
Well, if the Nets rescind his rights, he'll end up being a max free agent. They'll probably still have to give him the 27, but nonetheless. Okay. They have cap room for that, and they'll be able to still add some other pieces. They'll be able to add a $5 and $7 million player. You bring in another, a couple minimum guys, maybe Carmelo Anthony, a couple guys. All of a sudden, you're over a cap team, and now you can start using the MLE exception and LLE exception. So they'll be able to actually, still be able to operate that way. But yeah, I mean, D'Angelo Russell is going to have to be. D'Angelo Russell to me is the guy. It's not going to be Kawhi, and Kemba looks like he's coming to Boston, which is a couple weeks ago, Joe, I would have told you there's no chance of that. Probably a week ago, I would have told you there's really no chance of that. I think I learned about it on the 22nd, and I didn't believe it then either. And that was not from like a team source or anything. That was from a person who I've, friends with on Twitter, and they told me about it, and I didn't believe them at all.
And some of the other favorites, we know Toronto. We still don't know what's going on with Kawhi on that one, but looks like the Clippers. And I'm just curious, like, Milwaukee. You know, like, where...
It's very quiet around.
They own the East. Middleton's probably going to come back. But it is open this year. I still think having Davis and LeBron is strong. But I would go with the field. I really would.
Over the Lakers? I mean, I would too. But, because here's the thing. That thing has a chance to be a shit show. Like, that thing has a chance to be just horrible. There is a chance that everything goes horribly wrong there, and LeBron hates Davis, Davis hates LeBron, LeBron hates the rest of his team. The classic LeBron. So there is a chance that thing goes horribly wrong, Joe. It is very possible. Not likely, but possible. And so I do understand where you're coming from on that. I think, to me, if the Clippers get Kawhi Leonard and Al Horford, to me, they're the favorite. Horford, to me, would be the perfect, basically, number two guy to go along with Lou Williams and everything else they have there. When you want, you know, Montrezl Harrell, SGA. I'm blanking on someone else that they have. That was pretty good.
Danilo, right? Gallinari's still there.
Yeah, Gallinari's still there. And there's one other person who I'm blanking on. Landry Shamet. So, they have a legit.
And they capitalized on that Chris Paul trade years ago. They got Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams.
So Beverley's a free agent.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't think he's going back.
I don't think they got him, yeah.
Right. It doesn't sound like he's going back. But, I mean, to me, the Clippers have a very good team. If they get Horford, they're my favorite. That would be my personal favorite.
Okay. All right. Well, that's our quick look ahead there. NBA, it's going to be a banger of a week. It's going to be nuts. Oh, and Kevin Durant, by the way. Sounds like him and Kyrie are going to Brooklyn. The odds say that.
I still don't think Durant's going to go to Brooklyn. Because here's why. Durant, and yes, they do say that, but Durant's best friend in the entire planet, Joe, is Royal Ivy. He is Durant's like best friend in the league, best friend in the world, and he's an assistant coach on the Knicks. He has been telling everyone around him that he's still coming to the Knicks. I tend to believe Ivy. Now, that's the only reason. That would be the only reason. If he does go to the Knicks, goes to the Nets, then it's, you know, that sucks. That would be terrible for my money too. But yeah, I'm not surprised Kyrie decided to go to the Nets. I just think he's an idiot for doing it.
Okay, all right, that's our past look, our future look. All the odds are out there. You can bet on them all. No locks, of course. But sounds like Kemba Walker to the Celtics might be something you might want to take a little gander at. It is the halfway point of the baseball season. I'm going to pick Dan Lifshad's brain about some betting options, who's the best team, all that. We'll do that next right here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 985.
All right, back here, Over Under 985. We're at the halfway point of the season, Dan. You know what I've heard of late is people, you know, reaching out and saying things like baseball's the hardest sport to bet. And, you know, it is a grind. It is a day-to-day injuries, like when you go to work, right? You, to use an analogy, I have good days and I have bad days. There are days where I'm like, fuck my boss, I'm not working, right? I can swear, okay, whatever. Okay. But like, there are days like that, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And then there are days like, dude, I didn't have a coffee this morning, I'm just not with it. You know, like the same thing happens in baseball. Baseball, to me, I never played at the highest level, but I played ball. It's more mental to me than physical. It really is. And I think it's the same thing when it comes to betting on baseball daily, right? And I just looked up some weird numbers, like real profitable teams that are out there.
Yep.
You know, like for instance, the Rangers, right?
I think they're the most profitable team in baseball.
Okay, like,
and I bet against them yesterday, by the way.
But they've won games by 2 runs or more 30 times and lost by 2 runs or more 23 times.
Yep.
So, like, however way you look at it, it's profitable. The Yankees have won 41 games this year by two or more runs. So this is if you're on the plus line. You know what I mean? If you're going trying to win by more than a run, the Angels are in that. The Cubs have 31 wins. The Rays have 40 wins that way. The Astros have 30. The Dodgers have 39. The Braves are even in this conversation. But if you want to look at the Giants, they suck. The Tigers, they suck. The Orioles give up more home runs than anyone. They're going to break the record. Like, they're going to break the record.
Yep.
But I think these are things you need to jump on. You know, so, if you see an Orioles out there taking over or bet them to lose by more than one run, there's money there.
So I tend to agree. And you know me, I'm not the biggest trend guy, but there are a few things that I have been following this season. First off, teams facing the Giants this year, the Giants, and I don't know why this is. I couldn't honestly tell you. The Giants are one of the slowest starting teams in baseball. The Giants have scored the first run in their game so far. I think it's something like 14 times.
Wow.
So what I've been doing all season,
so
I've 14
of like 82?
It's something ridiculous like that. It's bad. It's legit. It's like 20, maybe max 20. It's bad. So what I've been doing is I've been playing the other team to score first. You have to find certain things that work. Now, in a day-to-day basis, I think baseball is... It's hard to look at the past when it comes to baseball in terms of like, what has your team done for me lately? Now, if a team's on a 10 game win streak, you have to take, you know, you definitely have to take that into account. But, you know, I'm not going to really care about what the Tigers did or what the record is compared to on a Thursday afternoon, you know, when it comes to playing the Rangers, something like that. That just, you know, that doesn't really matter. I'm capping the game. I'm capping the pitcher. I told you always, to me, the pitcher matters more than the lineup does. And so, I mean, really what you should be looking for are outliers. You know, you should be looking for outliers. You should be looking for, you know, lines that look weird. And you should also be, here's the thing. Baseball is not a sport where you can just be sharp all the time. It's not, Joe. This is not the NFL where you can go in and you can choose to be sharp every week and whatever. Now, again, in the NFL, I think that there's a good mix of being sharp and not. But in baseball, you need to have a mix. You need to have days where you find some sharp plays for sure. But you have to be square in baseball. You do. Today's a perfect example. I was on the Braves today. They're up 6-1. They're looking good.
Saw that.
They lost. They lost 9-7, okay? Sharp play, the square play was clearly the Cubs. Baseball is just square. So if you don't want to lay the juice, you know, lay the run line. Lay the team total. You know, you can. There are ways around laying the juice. Like tonight, the Dodgers, you could probably, you know, they're, I think, like minus 200 or whatever. The -1.5 is minus 135. I don't know what the first five, you know, run line is, but if you wanted the Dodgers tonight, you could probably get that at like minus 150, you know, for the first five. Instead of laying that 200 or find a team total. I think the Dodgers team total tonight's like at 7.5. You can find an alternative team total. There are ways to do it. You can play the Dodgers -1. The Dodgers -1 is probably like minus 150, whatever. There are ways to bet baseball and ways to bet the faves where you don't have to lay a ton of juice. You just have to find the right line. So to me, you need a good mix. You need some sharp bets. You need some square bets too. It can't all be sharp. Now, I've been posting a lot of sharp bets on Twitter and you know, to be honest with you, Joe, they haven't really done that well. Like I think I have a losing record in baseball in what I posted this year. In general, my baseball this year has been hitting like 53%. It's not good. I think I've actually lost money on baseball this year, to be honest with you, which is, you know,
of the juice.
Which is, yeah, it is part of the juice. But at the end of the year, when it comes playoff time, that's when I really cash in and really do well. It's just easier to cap in playoffs. But so, you know, I almost always have a winning year because the final August push, September push, yep. And, you know, the playoffs, you know what to look for. You know what you're doing by that point. Right now, my suggestion is, you know, go through July, try and find angles, try and find a good mix of square, a good mix of sharp, you know, value the pitcher. If the pitchers look weird, you know, if there's an 11 or a 10 total with two really good pitchers, that should make you nervous, you know? Like Walker Buehler tonight's on a 12 total. I mean, Lambert's the pitcher for the Rockies, and he sucks some bag, but, you know, the Rockies have a 4.5 team total versus Buehler, who's a pretty good pitcher. There should be some alarm bells going off always whenever you're taking a look at these totals. Make sure you value the totals. Make sure you value the lineup. Just, you know, small little hints, small little things to look at. So hopefully that helps.
One thing I think, I wish I did the research, but I think if you just go into it with some sort of strategy, for example, if you look at the highest juiced team of the day, maybe just try to fade that team and see what the record is like for every day.
I'm pretty sure the highest juice team yesterday was the Pirates. I actually had the Pirates. The Astros, and the Pirates won.
So there you go.
And I'm pretty sure that might have happened again. Or with the Astros, again, were like minus 190 today.
So
and
I would, the Pirates I would all, won 10-0. It's a fade or follow situation. Because if you follow it, you're going to lose the huge juice. Like, dude, remember Chris Sale was like almost minus 300 opening day, and they lost.
Yep. You know, or the other night versus Toronto, he was like minus 300.
Yep. So, you know, I think sometimes if you want to take a strategy in baseball, you just fade the highest, fade the favorite. Just fade it. Because with all that plus money that's out there, I think in the long run, you'll probably be ahead. Your record could be like, you know, 24-34, but you'll be up plus money. You know, and that, to me, that's the name of the game. I've noticed that runs have been up a little bit this year. Have you seen anything when it comes to totals?
A lot of it. Totals are definitely up. I mean, you look around the league the other day, and almost every total was at like 9 above, except for the Marlins game, which is like 7.5, which is almost routine these days for Marlins getting 7.5, 8.5. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, the totals are up. The balls are flying out. There's a lot of runs, a lot of home runs. There's ways to take advantage of that, Joe. So, to me, I think I kind of gave you some good ways to kind of look at baseball. And I'll be honest with you, like baseball is probably, Joe, my worst sport in terms of like consistently doing well. I to be honest with you, I still don't know to this day a guy who I trust betting baseball. Like there are some systems that I know and guys who do well, but just in general, rarely do I find guys who are just consistently day in and day out good at betting baseball. It's just hot streaks and cold streaks and plowing through both. And, it's a tough sport to bet. But, you know, if you want to find, you find a few teams you want to ride. I mean, you know, I don't suggest that, but I know that that's popular and does work from time to time. So, you know, if you rode the Twins earlier this season, you got a lot of money out of that. You know, you got a lot of money out of that. So, you know, you have to find these teams and you have to find, you know, where to ride. And if you want to go that strategy, or you can kind of go the, you know, mix some sharp, mix some square and find your way doing that.
All right, we'll do a lightning round with you. Odds to win the AL East. Yankees are minus 525. Would you fade that at all with the Rays, Red Sox, or Blue Jays?
No.
Okay. AL Central, Twins, minus 6,000 right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to win the AL Central.
I mean, could the Indians come back at plus 900?
They could, but there is...
Plus 900, is it worth?
It's very little value at this point. If you're telling me I could get them at plus maybe 2,000 or so, plus 900, just there's not enough value.
Should we even talk about the AL West? Or it's the Astros, right?
I mean...
The Rangers? Could they're plus 1,500.
No, they're not going to do it either, unfortunately.
NL East, Braves, minus 600 right now. Phillies are plus 625, Nationals plus 800.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough. To me, if there was any sort of value there, it would be on Philly. Yeah. It's not on the Nationals. I do think it would be tough to fade the Braves, but they are a young team, and young teams do tend to struggle at times. Maybe Philly would be a half-decent value.
Cubs, Brewers, or Cardinals?
You know, I really like the Cardinals going into the season. I thought they were the better team. To me, I think the Brewers are going to make a deadline addition and
plus
200. Yeah, to me, the Brewers would be the team I would roll with. To me, right now, they have the best player in baseball. Christian Yelich, to me, is the best player in baseball right now. He's better than Mike Trout. Just everything he's been doing, he's better than Mike Trout right now. If the Brewers can make a legitimate deadline acquisition, I really love their chances to win that division.
And, of course, the Dodgers are minus 5,000 to win the West.
Yeah, they're going to win the West. I mean,
you think Yelich is the best player over, like, a Bellinger? Yeah. Yeah.
Bellinger is going to be an elite player for many years, but right now, Yelich, to me, is a better player.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this, Joe. If you're looking at World Series futures, I would be very scared of the Yankees right now. Very scared. Think about what they've been basically doing right now with basically half their lineup out. No Judge, no Stanton. I know Stanton just re-injured himself. He probably won't be back to August or you know, early September. But they're getting Judge back. He's finally going to get back in the swing of things. Right now, they currently have, you know, Severino hasn't thrown a single pitch all year. Diego German, who to me has emerged as a borderline frontline starter this year, is hurt right now too, and they might slow play that, might not have him come back until the All-Star break. But those two guys, plus, you know, you bring X in and you're just integrating Judge in that lineup, my God, that thing is a monster. And they have the rotation to do it, they have the hitters to do it. They might be the team to beat. They are terrifying to me.
All right, man. Any other baseball stuff you want to get into?
I mean, there's not a whole hell of a lot, you know, to talk about right now. You know, to be perfectly honest with you, I think baseball is more suited and we can start really getting into some deeper discussions right around the deadline. Yeah. Because that's when all these things kind of really heat up. You know, that's when these division races and the wild card races heat up. So there are definitely some more things to kind of discuss at that time.
All right. That's how, and people say we don't talk baseball. Look what we just did there.
That was like 15 minutes of baseball.
What we just did there. All right. We got USA soccer. We're going to get into that big game tomorrow against France. Hopefully this podcast is up. But I want to talk some soccer betting coming up next. It's over under 95.
Hardcore baseball.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The ropes with wrestling talk and where you should put your money with over under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Over under 98.5, we are back. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshatz. Twitter at Joey Murr. At Dan Lifshatz, at over under 985. That's how you can find us. So, I got friends who have been cashing on this Women's World Cup.
Me too. Women's World Cup has been the best thing to bet. WNBA and Women's World Cup have been the most consistent winners for me the past few weeks.
I've laid off. But everything I looked at, I liked, hit. And I'm upset about that.
Sucks. But it sucks when you do. It sucks when that happens.
Tomorrow's the Friday going into a holiday weekend. And we have USA Women versus the host, France. What's the line right now?
USA is plus 130 on the
to
money
win
line.
In regulation?
Yeah, to advance, they're minus 160.
I would bet USA minus 160 to advance.
Yeah. This is my biggest problem, and I know that this is getting political.
PP, by the way.
PP. Okay, well, USA minus 160 to advance. Here is my one thing that I don't like about this USA team, and I know this starts to get political, but they are acting like they are the best team in the world. And to be fair, they are, but they haven't won anything. And it is a little bothersome and concerning when you are acting like the best in the world and you already feel like you have this thing wrapped up and you're not there yet. You're only in the quarterfinals. So I am a little concerned about that. Now, I don't think France wins tomorrow. I think you'll probably see, you know, to me, honestly, I put a little value on the draw. Plus 227. I am not personally telling you to bet on any of these things. I would wait till tomorrow if you really want to ask me because I haven't looked deep enough into the game yet because I don't really cap those games until the day before. USA to advance minus 160. The juice is heavy, but it's probably the right way. I'll tell you this, Joe. I just don't like the attitude coming from that USA team. I need them to win, and I want them to win. I want them to win bad because, to me, if the U.S. women win, that's a great way to expand the game. No matter if it's women or men, it would be fantastic. It's a great way to expand the game. I just kind of want them to, like, stop talking a little bit and win, you know? Like, it's the same thing, like, it's the same thing with Draymond, like, during the playoffs. Like, oh, he's like, oh, we got this. Like, you know, no problem. We'll still win in five or six, whatever. We'll win in Oracle. And you got to stop talking before you actually do it. So, to me, I just want the U.S. women to stop, a little less talk, a little more play. They'll be fine. I think they'll win. But I am a little worried about them tomorrow, Joe. That's all.
So, what's that are we worried about? Just the home crowd factor? They just beat Spain 2-1.
Okay? Barely. They won off two PKs, and let's be fair, that second PK, not a penalty kick. Barely tapped the girl, didn't really affect her, and she dove. Not a penalty kick in my mind. So, did they really win that game? Yes. But, you know, should that make you feel comfortable about it? No. And to be fair, I'm not really going to let that game affect my capping, but nonetheless, France is a good team. They're home. USA is going to have their work cut out for them. I want to make sure they just don't get too ahead of themselves and think they're too damn good for everyone else. That's all. That is my one fear with the team, is that they think they are too good and there's no way that they can get taken down. That's my biggest fear with them, Joe.
So, are they the favorite to win it all now?
Yeah, they've been.
Go ahead. And I was going to say, is there any other people that the bettors should be looking at?
To me, it was England. England would have been my big pick. They won 3-0 versus Norway today. To me, they are the most talented team outside of the U.S. in the tournament, and they know how to score. Defensively, they're solid, not great, but they didn't allow anything to Norway today, but they can put the ball in the back of the net. That should worry the U.S. because at times they have been vulnerable in the back, and that's been, you know, the worry for me with them. But I do think the U.S. will ultimately win.
Any other soccer stuff you think?
I mean, really right now, we're in the Copa. There's not a lot to talk about there. We're in the Cup of the Africa Cup of Nations. I don't really love that either.
This is the World Cup, though, right?
Women's World Cup.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, yeah. No,
people always shit on me about getting the wrong soccer event.
No, Women's World Cup. That is correct. Really, you don't have any like legit club soccer or anything big time until the UEFA Super Cup, which is where the winner of the Euro Cup faces the winner of the Champions League. So that is Chelsea versus Liverpool, and that's not until August 14th. So until then, I mean, there's just not a whole hell of a lot to talk about with soccer, to be honest with you.
All right, man.
Women's World Cup, definitely entertaining. To me, the English women's team are the second best team in the tournament. You want to take a small future on them? I mean, you know, maybe if you find some value there. That's not for me, but if you think that, you know, you want to take some value there, that's probably where the value lies.
So here's my recommendation. Take out $1,000. Take out 1,600. Put all that 1,600 on USA women to advance over France, you'll win $1,000 and you'll thank me because you heard it on this podcast. How's that, Dan?
Very confident.
Or take $160 and you'll win $100.
Very confident.
You can buy, you know, but I'm suggesting $1,600 to win $1,000. Then take that $1,000 and roll it on USA to win the whole thing. And then you'll have yourself a really nice Labor Day.
Okay. I will take a look into that, I guess.
All right, then. All right, there's your World Cup look. We're going to take it to the window today. I have a thought when it comes to rolling the dice. But next, controversy, no controversy. There's a hot dog contest on July 4th. And damn it, I'm betting it. And we'll talk.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
About it next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 98.5 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
Back here over under 985. Nothing like a damn good hot dog off a grill in the summer.
Love it.
You know,
we're some larger gentlemen too, so we appreciate the barbecue.
Now, I prefer my hot dog with ketchup.
Me too.
Some people like it with relish and mustard.
I'm a ketchup and mustard guy.
Yeah, great.
I like both.
Great. I sometimes like my bun toasted. Sometimes I don't need a toasted bun.
Agreed.
Sometimes I don't even need a bun at all.
With hot dogs, I'm a bun guy. I mean, I don't like them. I really don't like them single.
When it comes to the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, you need a bun.
Yes, you do. Got
to have a bun. And the big names out there, Kobayashi, Joey Chestnut. Joey Chestnut's been the winner, and there was another guy like a year or two ago. But anyways, there was a little bit of controversy last year, Dan, when it came to how many hot dogs Joey Chestnut ate.
That's correct. So last year, bettors took the over-under was set at 71 hot dogs, Joe. And pretty much what happened was live on television, there was a counter of how many hot dogs he had been eating, and he finished at 64. So the under got some heavy steam. I think it closed at like minus 150. And, you know, we all won some good money, but on the under. However, 10 minutes later, the counter had missed an entire plate of hot dogs. And Joey Chestnut's number went from 64 to 74. So the bookies, who had graded a whole bunch of winners by that point, then had to take your money back and graded a loser. So everyone was pissed because you have one job as a hot dog counter. Count the damn hot dogs. How do you miss an entire plate of hot dogs? So, Joe, my feeling on this is a conspiracy. It was a conspiracy. It was a conspiracy with Vegas to get that over. They needed the over. Conspiracy theory. He only ate 64. They gave him 74 because they were going to lose a ton of money on July 4th, and there's no other way to be worried. You know, and there's no worries. You can lock it in.
I mean, it's good to bet on day baseball, but like, I'm in on that hot dog eating contest. So
great, but I'm just saying controversy.
No, I agree.
I think this is a
yearly thing that they probably could rig, right?
100%. You can easily rig this. Easily. This is an easy thing to rig. This is the NBA playoffs all over again.
Maybe there's some wieners stuck together, you know?
This is the wrangle of hot dog eating contests.
So what do we have for... Because the funny... All right, so just to set up the hot dog eating contest, it's not like, you know... It's kind of like the BBX riding champion and the greatest wiffle ball player in the world. It's like whenever they announce these guys, it's like they're the best at something that has nothing to do with eating hot dogs.
Agreed.
Or like, hey, this guy is – there are some, though. This guy is eating the most buffalo wings. This guy eats the most crab cakes.
Most spaghetti or meatballs.
Like you know, it is kind of funny that they like – but it is like if you actually read about the people that are in it, there's some funny shit there. But we know Joey Chestnut. Can give us the odds and give us the number, the total on hot dogs to bet on for the day.
Okay, I'll give you for both the men and the women.
Oh, and the women, yes.
Yes, Joey Chestnut to win the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest -1500.
I don't like that.
I got to be honest with you. To me, that's a free $50. That's a free $100.
So $1,500 to win.
I'm not recommending you lay $1,500 -1,500.
I need a field option. Who else we got?
Field option is +700.
Who is it?
This is the field. There's no individual competitors.
So what? I can take the field and get what?
+700.
Boom! Let's do it.
You're a field guy.
$100.
You're a field guy.
$100, $700.
Give me the $1,500. Hey, listen.
What's smarter? $100 to win seven or $1,500 to win one?
I'm just telling you the
what's smarter, Dan?
It doesn't matter.
Answer the damn question.
Would you have bet on Mayweather or McGregor a couple years ago?
I didn't. I lost the damn bet.
Okay, I won because it's Mayweather.
I thought it went over, but it went under.
Okay, but did you?
Because of a controversy.
Would you bet on Mayweather or McGregor?
I bet on the over.
Would you have bet on?
I bet on the over.
Knowing what you know now, would you have bet on Mayweather or McGregor?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, so the winner's going to win. Chestnut's going to win tomorrow. It's probably going to happen. July 4th, I mean, it's probably going to happen. Okay, the -1500 is a good bet.
I need to know who the other contestants are now.
That's fair. By the way, I do not recommend you take Joey Chestnut to win. Here's what I recommend you bet, Joe. You ready for this? Men's winning number of hot dogs eaten over under 73.5. So Chestnut finished with 74 is what supposedly last year. The over is at -130. The under is at -110. Joe, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm going over. They need the over. Last year, it should have went over. Going over, man.
It did go over last year.
Yeah, I'm going over again.
You're going over? So, Joe, you're locking in the over 73.5 and -130.
Well, I believe that the record's 73, right? Oh, no, it was 74 last year.
Yep, 74.
Fuck it, let's go over.
All right. Joe's going for the world record of 74 hot dogs.
And I'm taking the... Ooh, that's the thing. All right, let me take it back. If I'm going to take the field, right?
You're still stuck on this?
If I'm going to take the field.
Okay.
It probably is not in my best interest to take the over.
Agreed. Here's how you can do it.
Because like Joe, remember
hold on. You can hedge it.
Okay.
So if you take the over, you're taking Chestnut. If you take the field, the under and the field are correlated. I would say reasonably fairly. The under and the field are correlated. Chestnut and the over are correlated. So you could take the field and take the over. Now, there's a good chance you still go 0-2 if Chestnut only finishes with 71 or 72 dogs. But the correlation there is very simple. What are you thinking?
Oof. Well, I'm going to go over and I'm going to go the field.
Okay. So you're going to go with the 73.5, over 73.5, and the field – versus Joey Chestnut at plus 700.
What do we got for women?
So I'm just going to say this. I would take Chestnut, and I would take the under. I would take the under.
So we're completely opposite.
We are opposite. I'm not going to bet on it, though. This is a you thing. This is not a me thing. Moving on to the women. Okay? The women. Women eating hot dog contest. Miki Sudo wins the Nathan hot dog eating contest. Minus 1,500. The field is plus 700, Joe, for the women.
Give me the field.
So I don't know anything about Sudo or the women's contest.
Well, I know Matt Stoney is in for the men.
Right, but
I don't know anything about the women, though.
He was the guy who won one year. Yeah. He was there. I was competing with Chestnut last year, right? They were kind of headed. Yeah, okay. All right, Joe. Over under for women. Over 38 and a half hot dogs
over.
Plus 115.
Over.
Under 38 and a half hot dogs minus 155.
I feel like they're playing towards women not being able to eat.
What was it last year?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, let's take a look.
Well, if we're gonna ponder for a second here, men can eat 74, but women can only do 38. I find that bullshit.
Is it sexist?
Well, yeah.
Miki Sudo eat 37 hot dogs last year.
Going over.
You're going over. Okay. So I'll give you the last few years of women's hot dog eating, okay? 2014, Miki Sudo, 34. 2015, Miki Sudo, 38. 2016, Miki Sudo, 38 and a half. 2017, Miki Sudo, 41. And 2018, Miki Sudo, 37.
Over. The trend means over. If you follow trends, the next one's going over.
I tend to agree. I actually like the over as well. In fact, I think maybe we locked that up for funsies. How about we a consensus
over
38 and a half hot dogs women. For the women's
PP.
Hot dog eating contest. Consensus PP. I love it. Please don't bet too much money on that. All right. So there's your hot dog eating contest recap.
I tried to find the competitors, but
The field has not been listed yet, by the way. That's why you can't find it.
The field has not been finalized yet. It's the best part. Just like, and now your X Games winner entering the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Like, that's what it is. It's like, this man's 400 pounds. He could probably eat a lot of hot dogs. Let's welcome Joe Murray.
All right. No, seriously, though. How about this? How many hot dogs do you think you could eat?
Ooh,
in 10 minutes.
Ooh, 10 minutes, huh? 15?
Really? Only 15?
Yeah, see, like, I'm a fat guy, right? But, like, I'm a fat guy that crushes potato chips and buffalo wings.
All right, let's change this. What if you were able to dabble in...
Like some
now currently legal activity in Massachusetts.
Well, that's a good point.
That was formerly illegal.
Because I could do, like, all right, I could literally take two at a time and eat one and eat them as two. So I could probably do that a couple of times. Like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah, you're telling me 10 minutes, though.
Yeah, I think 15 is right.
I think 15 and a half I'll go over.
Okay. I like that.
What about you?
10 to 12, probably.
See, the bread fills me up.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem, too, is the
But I could water my bread.
You can, but it doesn't necessarily mean it won't fill you up.
True, it might fill me up more. It might be heavier.
Well, no, I don't think it will be heavier in your stomach, but I do think it will just be...
What if I eat some and throw up and then eat more? Does it count?
I don't think it counts. I think you have to keep it down. Then you have to start eating your puke.
Let's degenerate. Let's roll the dice here. Roll the dice coming up next here on Over Under 95.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You send in your questions, we cash them out at the window. So who you got? Over Under 98.5.
Over under 985. Run of the roll the dice. I thought this one was funny, Dan. I know there's articles out there. If you want to have some fun, Google this, and I'll tell my story. But Google man gets arrested for doing illegal gambling out of his car dealership. Just Google that while I tell this other story.
Well, right now?
Oh, yeah. So I'll tell this one story. Lately, I've been complaining about traffic in Boston. And I've seen some shit. Like, I've seen cars on the side of the road, people working out, people shaving, eating cereal and sandwiches and things like that. But somebody goes, hey, Joe, you should now set over-unders on, like, your ride to work. And I'm thinking about this. Waze and all these other applications, they should be jumping all over this.
This is basically an over-under.
Yes. Like, all right, when you, like, you know, like, you, like, sometimes it tells me, you know, it's going to take you an hour and a half, but I get there in under an hour and a half.
Well, here's the problem with that. You can affect the trip.
I feel like, and maybe I'm making up the idea right now. So if anyone does, I have it on tape.
In case anyone wants to know, this is what a degenerate's brain it looks like in activity. Yes. Continue.
But I think that there should be a GPS app that lets you bet on the over or under minutes of your trip.
Okay.
And the other thing with this is these can be like Lyft tests to find out, you know, what's the best GPS app.
So now you're going to have literally people killing each other to get the under. Killing each other.
I mean, shit, whatever it is, right?
To get the under, you're going to have people be running over fucking everyone else.
Well, listen, like, can you implicate it? Like, do I stop at Dunk's? Does that throw
it off? Do you get money?
Yes!
Oh, you get money? Are you kidding me? Okay. Well, then I'm definitely...
How about this? How about stars? So, like, you know how, like, you ever use the app at Starbucks or, you know, like, you scan your phone and you get, like, points? Maybe it'd be, like, a point system. So for everyone you're right, you get, like, a free McDonald's drink because they sponsor it, or like.
So now we're having people kill everyone else for McDoubles.
Well, no, I mean, it's just like it's a coupon, you know?
Okay, how about this?
Hey, you know, I picked the under today on my ride to work, a hit, and now I get 10 points, and I can use that 10 points towards.
Okay. About this? I like your idea. It seems super fucking dangerous. Let's tweak it a little bit.
All right.
How about this? How about. You, everyone who signs up for Waze, like, agrees to have their car, their trip, be an over-under at any point in time, right? And so, therefore, you can bet on someone's trip over-under, and they have no idea that they're involved.
Ooh.
They have no idea that they're involved, right? And you can bet on their trip.
I like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like how you can play video games against other people.
Yep.
Well, you'll know when they sign on.
And because it's your phone, you'll know if they're alerted. So the minute that they're alerted, all the bets cancel because you can change the outcome.
No.
But if they're not alerted, you get to bet on their ride, over under. Something to do at work, you can just watch, you know, you can bet on anyone. Anyone's
like
trip.
People at your work.
Exactly.
People like, dude, are they gonna make it by 9
yeah,
o'clock today?
Exactly.
Oh, well, that shit's great.
But this is with Waze. This is with Waze, and you could just find your fucking coworkers and bet on the over unders. And they have no idea.
And you can follow the trend, like, oh, this person's usually
It's really fucked up. Like, if you want some privacy, it totally isn't for you. But if you don't care about any of that, it's amazing.
There we go. I think it should happen.
I love that idea. As long as you're okay with having known where everyone knows where you are at all times.
I think this has been the best part of the show today.
Agreed.
Forget about the other aspect. This is the best idea going right now.
We're a degenerate special right here.
So did you see that article, though?
I did.
Some guy for 30 years was running a book out of his car dealership.
$33 million in Beaumont, Texas.
Was he selling cars or was he just like...
Used car dealership bringing in $33 million.
I'm just curious, did they actually do work?
I mean,
like, did they sell cars?
Of course, they had to sell cars.
Do people come in like, yeah, I got to go for a test drive and they exchange money?
Well, I bet you what they did is they bought cars.
Ooh, so maybe there's creditors involved now,
right.
too? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And an investigation, and now there's IP number.
This is the feds. It's the feds.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Federal court.
This ain't good.
Federal courts. More than three decades.
30 years.
One of the nation's biggest illegal sports gambling and money laundering operations.
In history? Or one of them ever, right?
Right, currently, right
out
now.
Out of a car dealer, dude.
Used car dealer.
I mean, I've heard of, like, restaurants having a back room. You know?
Yeah, that's
barbershops got a little activity going on.
A lot of the Asian restaurants have a back
laundromats.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
A little something going on there.
Yep. Dominican barbershops. I used to go there all the time.
I go to one now, but I don't think there's any illegal activity going on.
No, probably not.
I used to go to one where they would play dice. I'm like, dude, can you cut my hair instead of fucking playing dice with the guy? And then there's a line out the door. It's like, dude, can we hurry up here? Yeah, it's really hard to find a good barber, to be honest.
Dude, agreed. I've been trying to find
one. Wedding day, you're going to have a barber come in and do it? Or are you going to get it done the day before?
So I used to go to a guy, Dominican barber shop in Hartford. I used to go with my buddies, and I used to have a guy cut me. Since I've come back to Massachusetts, and this was since I'm like 22, I have not found a single barber who I like.
Hmm.
Not one. Huh. I've gone to Waltham. I've gone to Boston. I've gone to sketchy parts.
I got a Medford guy, but I feel like you got high standards, though.
I mean, I do have high standards. All I really want is I just want you to cut me good, man.
Listen, give them 40 bucks. I don't know, 40 bucks too much?
Ooh, I usually pay more than that.
Really?
Yeah, I usually pay more than
25. They do the eyebrows and everything.
What? Shit, you're robbing the you're
40
robbing
bucks
everyone.
I give them.
That's nice and cheap.
The Medford Square. My buddy Moreno.
I might have to come hang out with you one day and get my haircut with you.
There's a bakery next door, too, if you really want to.
I like
a little it. I think it's, which one is it? Mike's or I think it's Modern.
Modern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, anything else in the gambling world? We know someone got busted. Oh, and the casino opened in Boston. The Encore.
Holy crap, we didn't even talk about that.
So people waited in line to be the first people to go in. I have not been there yet, have you?
I've not. I got invited to the soft opening, didn't go.
Still waiting for my damn invite.
I've
been on social media, Dan. I've been tweeting at them. They've been liking my tweets. Nothing.
I did text Andy Wong, and his tiki place is doing very well.
I will be going soon.
I will be too. He asked me to come by.
I live down the street.
Oh, you do?
I live down the street.
You literally do.
Tiki bar action. The titty bar action? We could hit the tiki bar and the titty bar.
And the casino.
And the casino all in one night?
Yikes.
Holy shit.
We might have to make a weekend out of this.
And I literally live right there.
We should.
You might even have hospitality.
We should grab the crew. We should grab the crew and we should do that one night.
Oh, yes.
I like that.
Yes. Tiki bar, titty bar, casino.
You know, as Joe Murray says, I am in on that idea. In, baby. In.
Do we have any questions this week?
My fiance is going to listen to this and be pissed that she's not invited to the titty bar.
Who cares?
She wants to go.
I'll be honest with you. Now, listen, some men are just gross, and let's call them out for what they are. They're gross. I necessarily am not really into the whole strip club
thing. I'm not either.
I'd rather bet my money on a game.
Agreed. I went to Vegas, been to Sapphire plenty of times.
Yeah, I mean, great, beautiful. I like it. Lap dances, we all love them. Okay? Yeah. We do. They're great. And I respect their job. It's a very hard job. They're hardworking girls going to school. And I respect everything that they're doing, you know? But for me, it's just, I'd rather go with a woman.
Man, we went super degenerate on this podcast.
And by the way, if you listen to the Joe Show, we're not doing our podcast.
This weekend.
This might be... This is going to be a conversation now. This will be a focus of conversation.
I'm trying to figure out a way I can get switched onto the shift.
The thing is this, though. I'm definitely bringing you up. Now you're screwed.
No, I know.
But going to the strip bar, to the titty bar with a woman is actually better than with your boys. And if you notice, the women always sit up front. Like, I'm kind of like, all right, what do I do here? You know? But it's the women that are up there, like, you know... doing the thing.
Well, it's because they don't feel threatened and they're not weirded out. You know, they're not going to be weird. Like, dudes can just be weird and shit. So they're not weirded out by women for the most part. It's a little different.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Anyways, do we have any questions this week? Should we take it to
Maybe we should. Do you want to take it to
all right. We'll take a take a quick pause or no? Should we just go?
No, let's take it to the window.
Let's take it to the window.
We've done enough pausing. We've done enough pausing. All right, Joe, a couple questions this week. Not too many, but a couple. Actually, crap, we have more than I thought. All right. Let's see. Here we go. A question from Mike Manning. Bet online as Kevin Durant to the Knicks at +150, Kawhi to the Clippers at +150, and Jimmy Butler to the Rockets at +100. Do you think any of these have value, Joe?
No.
I think Kawhi to the Clippers does.
Yeah, actually, Kawhi and Horford, I agree with that.
I think
well, he's going to meet with the Clippers, so.
I agreed. All right. Question from M. What are some things that people can start looking for to get ready for college football and the NFL betting season, Joe?
I've already been looking at quarterbacks. I'm a big guy. I'm a big believer in college football. If you don't know who's playing, look at who's the better quarterback and bet that. Say whatever you want, but it works for me.
Okay. To me, this is overlooking time. To me, if you start to look this early, like if you want to look at quarterbacks and get familiar with the players, good idea. If you want to start to look for gambling trends and things, it's a little early for me.
Trends, yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, you got to know who's playing. Like when Jameis Winston went to Florida State, I literally knew Dan. I knew because they opened up against Auburn or somebody. I forget who they opened up against, and I was like, lay it, this kid Jameis, and they laid it. Robert Griffin III, when I saw him, I was in. So there's like certain guys I've heard about before, and like I think there was a running backs from somewhere. I'll do some research on this. I'll come up with maybe some of the top high school guys or maybe guys who redshirted a year.
Okay,
but the one thing to watch this year is transfers. A lot of guys have transferred.
Well, that's the name of the game is now transfers.
I think Bryant went from Clemson. I think he's now in Missouri because yep. Drew Locke's gone.
Yep.
I think Auburn's got a kid now with.
There are all sorts of transfers this year.
Florida's going to have a good quarterback this year. We already know about Tua coming back, Jake Fromm.
Shea Patterson, Michigan.
There are kids that are like highly touted in high school that are going to play right away, be like true red shirts. I want to look into that a little bit because a lot of these guys do make a big impact. They make a big impact.
Agreed. So, to me, familiarize yourself with the players. Yeah, and that's the best possible
thing. And then
look
at the conference. Like, you know, who off the bat, if you think SEC, you're probably going to go Georgia, Alabama right off the bat. LSU should be improved. Their quarterback's back for another year. But if you got to look at, like, UCF, they're going to be without their quarterback.
Yep.
But are they still the best team? Probably. Does Memphis take a step back without their running back?
I liked Henderson a lot, but let's not get too ahead.
Their other running back was huge.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing is that you can – I feel like running backs, when you're not dynamic, are able to easily be replaced in college.
Yep. But, yeah, look at, like, you know, I think about is Syracuse going to be that good this year? Probably not. But
no.
Who knows? You know, I just – maybe they got some quarterback we don't know about. But I just – going through my head in a mind's eye – I think you have a pretty good idea who the top teams are. What's the class and who are the fresh? Dude, I watched Alabama's
spring game
the other day.
Yep,
Tua was really good. Yeah, and they have a great running back class again this year.
Tua looks disgusting.
So I just don't know if he can stay healthy.
We'll see. All right, next question is from Skip, and I think this is more for me, but whatever. Question for the pod. You gave out under 7.5 in the Nats-Marlins Tuesday in the morning. By the time I got back to Jersey after work, the line had moved to under 7 +102, under 7 -130. I ended up picking the under 7 -7.5, but the value proposition is still the same as the original play had been at that point. So what I would suggest is, If I give you whatever the line and I give you a play, you can take it in 11 points in either direction. That is usually how I determine value, is that I would give you 11 points in either direction. If it drops too far, I would maybe not think about taking that play. If it's 11 points the other way, anything over that, 11 cents, 11 points, whatever you want to call it, anything over that to me, that's where, I mean, again, you're probably losing some value at 5 or, you know, even 3 or 4, but really 5 or 6 cents. Anything over 11 to me is a no play. That's how I look at it. So whenever I end up tailing someone, if I see 11 cents move, that's my line right there. I stop, I cut it off. So that's usually the way I would decide that. All right, question from Billy. Hey, guys, thanks for another episode of the podcast. I have college football futures bets for you. Am I missing something, or is it a no-brainer to put money on Alabama plus 240 and Clemson plus 240 to win the title? Seems like free money. I don't see teams like Georgia or Michigan as real threats. Not this year. To me, not this year.
Clemson is going to be a heavy favorite, but again,
the ACC, they're going to walk through the ACC. So
yeah, I mean, Florida State's, yeah. I don't think there's a team.
I mean, and what
could BC be improved?
I'm blanking on the quarterback's name at Clemson. Trevor Lawrence. Right. Okay. Thank you. So Lawrence is back. He's running everything. They lost a lot of defensive players.
Yeah.
They lost a lot defensively up front. So Dabo's going to have to make some changes there. But in general, that conference is not remotely close to the SEC.
I mean, is Notre Dame going to be? I mean, they could be good, but they're not in a conference, obviously. But to me,
Auburn has a chance to be very good again this year. Like
they have a disgusting defense.
Exactly.
Can they get anything out of a quarterback?
Well, exactly. So you know,
and Stidham's gone. And who's coming in?
Yeah, you know? Stidham is now a New England Patriot, which is interesting. But you know, what can you get if you're Auburn? To me, there's not a lot of value there. You're probably going to be able to get some better value in season.
The other thing too, so he mentioned just Alabama and Clemson. I think Clemson is kind of like if you want to put money on it, go ahead.
I agree with that.
But Alabama, you know, to his health, I don't know who the backup is, right? They can go to Hurts last year. And is he returning or did he transfer?
Hurts has transferred.
Okay. So I just wanted to make sure. But that's the thing. You don't know who the secure backup is. They got a good running game. I mean, again, that's the one thing with them. They'll be in the conversation. They'll win games at home. Can Texas A&M take that next step? Can one of these teams take the next step? Nobody stands out to me, you know? And then I look at these other conferences like Boise State. They lose their top quarterback. They got to replace that now. You know, they lost their top running back.
Yep.
You know, Fresno State. Are they going to continue to still be good? They had a good team last year. But I'm just thinking, like, other teams, anyone to put money on, would you put money on Michigan? Would you put money on Ohio State again?
No. Not without Urban.
Yeah. So, and then, like, you got to think about the Big 12. You know, Oklahoma.
Let's also not doubt the kid, and then again, I'm blanking on these names because they haven't been in a while. Justin Herbert and Oregon.
They're going to be a strong
favorite. To me, that kid is going to make strides.
Washington's going to be down. They lost. They lose all their best players.
Yeah.
Utah's going to, you know, get a kid who played last year. But
I like Utah.
He's got to come around.
Well, Utah's going to be a sneaky play. Again, I think that they're going to be a team you want to ride. And it's a little early to be focusing again on all of this.
We're just spitballing.
But you're right. But I think that there's going to be some new threats this year. Yeah. I do.
Could UCLA be better with Chip Kelly? You know?
Yeah, I mean, especially second year, maybe starting to get his system, guys. I think maybe more next year is probably the year you really look at UCLA maybe to come back. But, like, to me, you know, the Oregon Ducks really stand out as a potential, you know, real rising and team.
They were
Notre
good.
Notre Dame.
See, I mentioned Notre Dame.
Yep.
But, again, are they a team that can make it to the full, you know, the last four and then get shit-canned again by a team? That's the belief of Notre Dame.
Right.
That's the – but with these, some of these teams going down, maybe they elevated, you know?
It's fair. No, that's definitely fair. All right. And then there was another question about the University of Tennessee over-under. We'll save that for the podcast. We'll save that for the preview. College football.
College football, huh?
Let's save that. I mean, again, I don't want to –
we'll do over-unders.
We'll do a preview.
I don't even know who's – are they like – they're going to suck. They sucked last year.
Well, we'll get into that. We'll get into it. Okay. Moving on. Question from our buddy Reek. Over-under podcast question. Patriots Super Bowl odds plus 550. If not, do you have any other suggestions? He suggests the Colts at plus 1,700. I'll tell you this. I don't love the Colts this year, but plus 1,700 is decently good. To me, Joe, and again, I know all the Patriots fans are going to freaking hate this. This is the year that you struggle. a little bit. Now, I think during the regular season, you'll be fine. You'll get 12, 13 wins. You'll be fine normally. But it just, the year after 2 years of Super Bowls is really the year where your team gets burned down in the playoffs. And I think, not saying for sure, but I don't really like the Patriots' odds to win the Super Bowl this year.
How many teams can win three in a row?
It's just, it's too much. Or even get to three in a row. You know, just getting there.
Teams struggle the year after winning. I mean, I did a whole year of pay teams that come off a Super Bowl win, how they do the next season. And the Patriots defied all the odds. So, I don't know. I mean, I want to say the Chiefs, but I think they're going to be down. I just, a guy that's an MVP in Mahomes, I feel like will struggle the next year.
Sophomore year slump is legit.
I'm curious about Green Bay. I'm curious. New coach, maybe Rodgers really takes over.
Okay.
I'm curious.
I have two for you. One you'll like, one you won't. You ready?
Yeah.
Dallas.
25 to 1 odds, right?
30.
Woo.
I like Dallas.
So here's my thing with Dallas that I feel like they need to let Dak Prescott run the football a little bit more.
Yes. Thank you.
And I'm not saying he's a bad decision maker or anything like that. He's just a dynamic football player. His influence is Tim Tebow. That he's always talked about. Dude, when he was at Mississippi State, that's what he did. And last year, he started to do that. He started to just, you know, Madden, you just drop it, you start running. Like, that's Dak. Dak can do that. And he got multiple fourth downs last year doing that. I agree with you. I think if he takes over a little bit more and they don't rely on Zeke so much, they can both be a threat. And at times he can run and then maybe pitch it a little bit more. But, yeah, I think they're going to be strong this year.
I 30 to 1 is by far my favorite value on the board. There's that.
I also think the Bears are going to be improved.
Okay. I think everyone is jumping on the Bears this year. I think they're going to take a giant step back.
Really?
I'm actually going to be very against everyone. I think the Bears are going to take a giant step back. I don't like Trubisky. Maybe that's just me. I don't think he's that good.
Well, hey, they won on Thanksgiving without him.
Well, thank you. My point exactly.
They had a guy, Chase Daniel, played like five games in his life.
That defense is really good. But offensively, if you even stifle them a little bit, Trubisky throws pick after pick, mistake. I mean, the reason the Patriots won the game versus them last year was because Trubisky constantly missed throws, made tons of mistakes. I mean, Brady wasn't good that game. The whole team was bad that game, and they still won that game. Not to me. I'm a hard no. Hard no on the Bears. My team, my second team, and again, we'll get into this. So this is just me spitballing right now. I like the Saints. I think the Saints.
I was going to say, they're pissed after last
pissed.
Year.
Pissed. They are pissed.
And normally teams that have that kind of adversity, you know, bounce back and play well.
They had a ton of injuries, and they're going to be healthy. They're going to be, you know, at least to start the year. But, well, you know, we'll kind of get into it. I have a sleeper, too, as well, that we'll talk about. But to me, if you're looking for something early, Dallas 30 to 1. To me, that is the most value. You have anything, anyone
just,
you really
just
like?
Just thinking Packers. I don't know who they are, what they're going
to
be.
They are 20 to 1.
You can't waste any more years of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you give him a new coach and a new system, we'll see. All right. Last question from CJ. Headed out to Vegas next week. I know you mentioned some of your favorite sports books a few episodes ago, but do you have any more tips for a trip up there, Joe?
I mean, I've been there. So here's my suggestion overall. When you get in, prepare what you're going to do for the night, because you go out. It's nightlife. That's what it is. Go out, have fun, do your thing, go to the casino. Go to the casino like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 and 5, because like that's when you'll get a table. The minimums might not be as high. And don't go to bed. Once you're done with that, go right to the pool. Sleep at the pool. You can gamble at the pool. And then once you're done with that, go back upstairs, do your thing, get some rest if you need some rest. My suggestion, don't sleep. Party all night. And if you do want to rest, rest on the beach. Rest at the pool, get some sun. But as far as betting goes, just try to stay away from like the $100 buy-in, especially at blackjack. You'll blow through your money so fast.
Okay, quick tip. Stay away from poker tables unless you are a big-time poker guy in Vegas. You will get pushed out easily. You will lose very quickly because you don't have the money to play with as a lot of these guys do. If you are a high roller, that's not for you. But if you aren't, don't bother playing poker. It's a waste of time. Second, slots. Don't burn your money on slots. Slots are the most profitable game for every casino across the entire planet.
I do it every once in a while for a drink.
Right.
Or two. But
for fun, whatever. For fun, you want to put in like $100, whatever. You're bored. You're waiting for your buddies, whatever you want to do. You want to have a couple pulls, fine. Do not rely on slots the whole time. It's not sustainable. As Joe said, you really want to gamble. You want to get on a heater with your buddies because in Vegas, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, fucking better than being on a blackjack table at like 4 a.m. with your buddies and you're just fucking rolling.
Yeah.
Just, there's nothing better. To me, that's the best thing about Vegas.
The dealers are great too.
The dealers are great.
Yeah.
Oh, tip, please to God, tip your either your dealers if you're playing table games or tip your ticket writers.
Yeah.
Tip your ticket writers.
And listen, if you give them a chip, $10, $20, but they'll come right back to you.
Yeah, and not only that, the ticket writers, they love playing with you. So if you want, if you're up a couple $100, you want to buy them a $25 ticket to play with you. The whole house wins and they're rooting with you. It's fun.
I wasn't even in Vegas and just paid someone his debt. Paid my debt to someone and they gave me a little kick.
Great. And how'd that make you feel?
Fucking happy as hell.
There you go.
Look, I'm happy as shit. Yeah,
so,
I lost money and I gained 30.
Also, all right, a couple other things if you want to go to Vegas. Best strip club.
Mine is
I like Sapphire.
So I'm a Spearmint Rhino guy right across the street from the Hard Rock off the strip.
Yeah. I like
Joey Murasanger.
I like Sapphire. I prefer that one. A little bit cheaper too. Sorry, fiance.
it's okay.
Moving on. Also, and I know this is kind of silly because they have it everywhere, dude. I love Top Golf in Vegas. Like, I love it. It's just different because you can gamble and be at Top Golf with your buddies and like do all that stuff. Like, it almost feels like a must hit for me every trip. I kind of love that aspect of it. And then final thing. Gotta hit one pool party.
Yeah.
Gotta do it. Gotta hit at least one pool party.
Liquid Sunday.
You're going out there with your buddies. You know, you gotta hit one pool party at least. Those are my tips. Oh, and best steak in Vegas, Andiamo.
Really?
Andiamo. Best steak in Vegas.
Going out there soon.
Andiamo, yep.
I'm going to
at the D Casino. As Scotty Farrell says, D Casino, 34 Scene Mafia. Yeah. Gotta go out Andiamo, my favorite place.
Okay. One more tip. I was drinking, walking with a 40-ouncer down the street in a paper bag because I felt cool and I didn't need the paper bag. But Caesars and Bellagio look really close, like together. Don't walk.
They're not, dude. Everything looks close. Everything looks close.
Don't do it.
Just if you're drunk, you want to get somewhere, just take a $3 Uber.
The cabs are insane.
Yeah, if you and your buddies are just splitting Ubers the whole time, it's really like, you know, you're probably spending like $100.
They'll drop you off right in front. When you leave, you'll have to just wait in a line, but you might see famous people. I one time saw Rod Woodson.
Oh,
and the Patriots won the snowball game and won the championship.
I saw Vegas Dave, and I almost got in a fight with him.
Fantastic. But I told Rod Woodson, I was like, hey, I was at your last game, man. And I was at the Patriots. He goes, that damn Tom Brady is what he said. His wife.
Yeah, I'm in shock. Shocker.
Very nice.
Shocker.
Very nice. That's all we got, Dan.
That's all we got. That's all we got for questions.
Happy 4th of July to everybody. I'm not sure if we'll have a podcast next week.
We will not.
Actually,
you know what? I shouldn't say that. We might. I'm here a lot next week.
I'm here Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm here tomorrow night. I'm here Sunday. I'm here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week.
And I'm only here Friday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So there might not be a podcast, but you know
doesn't
what?
Doesn't sound like a podcast next week. Maybe Thursday.
Tweet at us at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshitz, and at Over Under 985. It's been fun today, Dan. Happy 4th of July to you. We will be back soon. You're listening to Over Under 985.
Who you got?
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.